Says the Rambam that tshuva and Yom Kippurim combine, that combination mechaper is mechaper only on averish ben adam l'makom, between us and God. If someone eats something that's asur or has an inappropriate relation, etc., etc., an asur relation with someone else, so then in those situations when they're on the makom, when they connect between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that is what Yom Kippurim and Tshuva is mechaper. In other words, when we try to benefit from the positive nature of tshuva and Yom Kippurim coming around the bend at this point, or just a couple of weeks away. So it only helps us when it comes to ben adam l'makom. Aval averish ben adam l'chaveiro, gona chov l'chaveiro, o mekal l'chaveiro, o goz lo v'chayotze bazeh, bahen, eino nimchol lo l'olam ad sheyitein l'chaveiro mashu chayev lo v'yirtzeyo. Says the Rambam, if someone damages another person, any averish of another nechaveiro between me and another fellow person in the world, right? Whether it's I damage that individual, curse that individual, stole from that individual, or any other type of averu that is ben adam nechaveiro instead of ben adam lemakom, eino nimchalo. No matter how much you beg, no matter how much you do tshuva and Yom Kippurim, and nimchalo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not nimchalo, doesn't give you mechila until, right, forever, l'olam. Ad sheyita nechaver mashu chayev lo v'yirtzeyu. Until you go to the friend, go to the person, go to another, the chaver in this case, go to that individual and ask for forgiveness, do tshuva, ask forgiveness, and if you're chayev something to that person, to pay them up. So if you chayiv to pay that person money for damages, you pay for the damages, and then you ask them for mechila, and that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu then comes along and is willing to nimchalo. Now keep in mind, and this is a fascinating approach to how we understand ben adam lechaveros in general, is that really every ben adam lechavero is also ben adam lemakom. Think about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me not to steal from that individual. Stealing from that individual is ben adam lechaveiro because I stole from another person, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also commanded us not to do that. And so every ben adam lechaveiro also ultimately also has within it a ben adam lemakom. Meaning, in other words, when I steal from an individual, I'm damaging a relationship not only with that individual, but with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And if that's the case, then I also need mechilo. See, right? Focus on the words. Eino nimchalo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give you mechilo until you get mechila from the other person. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu still needs to give you mechila. In other words, it's not enough to pay up the person to ask mechila, but then to also klap al chait for the things that we've done ben adam lechaveiro as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, we need mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. It's a double whammy. We always tend to think that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben adam lemakom is much more severe if we mess up there than ben adam lechaveiro. And I'm not here to kind of assess one versus the other. That's not the goal of this. It's just to re-emphasize how important ben adam lechaveiro is. Because every time I mess up ben adam lechaveiro, it's not one individual that needs. I need to go to both parties. When I mess up the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then it's a din in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I need to go to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and beg for mechila, and hopefully he is meichel. Just to keep that in mind as we're not only going to do the process of tshuva right now, both for our ben adam lechaveros as well as ben adam lemakom, but also we have days now, right now, not only to do tshuva, but also not to mess up. And we should be aware of that as we're interacting with other people and how we interact with them to make sure that we ask for mechila. The other thing that I always like to point out here is that right before Yom Kippur, there's a certain tefillah, basically. It's a form of tefillah that's said really around the world. And it is, in many ways, attempting to accomplish or to have some sort of workaround to this issue, because it's a big deal if someone's going into Yom Kippur and they don't have mechila for some of their sins. And most of those sins, again, are going to be ben adam lechaveiro if people haven't forgiven you. And so there's a tefillah that we say right before Yom Kippur that essentially says, I'm Moichel, I'm meichel to all those people that may have committed averus against me. In other words, it becomes upon me at that point to realize I'm meichel on behalf of everybody else. And hopefully if everybody's doing that, or many, many people are doing that, then you have a situation in which mechila is given already at a status quo, and we can move forward from there. Avapi shechzi lo mamon shehu chayev lo tzorech letzosav l'shomim men of shiim chalo. So what does biratzeyu mean? So I think he elaborates that term. Avapi shechzi lo mamon. Let's say I pay up what I stole, or I pay up the damages. I'm chayev this person $1,000. I pay up $1,000. Still tzorech letzosav. I have to go over that person. It's not enough to just walk over. Here's $1,000. I never want to see you again in my life. Right? And how many unfortunate situations end up that way, where somebody, you know, there's a feud or whatever it is. Ah, I'll pay up my portion. I'm out of here. I don't want anything to do with this person ever again. Right? Still need to. You have to go over the person and to say, I'm sorry. I know I messed up. I'm so sorry. I hope you can forgive me. I feel lo hiknit es chaveru ela bedevarim. Tzarech lefaisel ef gabo ad sheyim chalo. Let's say we're not even talking about things that are damages in mammon, but let's say the only thing that was damages were in dvarim, with words. And by the way, only thing with words, sometimes words can be much more damaging than things, physical things in the world. Tzarech lefaisel ef gabo ad sheyim chalo. You still have to go over to him and beg of him that he forgive you or her, right? To make sure that you move past that situation as well. Let's say a person doesn't want to give mechila. Let's say a person doesn't want to be adam lechavero. Doesn't want to mechila. Maybe lo shura shel shloisha b'nei adam. Excuse me. Me'reyov upogim bo umvashmi menu. If it doesn't work that you could go yourself, and at that point bring three friends, bring three people that you know to go basically and implore him again, umvashmi menu, and beg of him, please. Maybe those shnia ushlishes. What happens if that doesn't happen? Do it a second time, another three person. Right? If he doesn't want to, at that point, he still sticks on, you know, this is now the third time. Shnia ushlishes, or do two, I'm sorry, second time. You go over the first time, then you bring three again. If you do that and this person still lo ratza, just leave him alone. V'holeichlo, and just leave him. V'zeh shalom machal hu achote, the person who's not machal at that point, they're the sinner. Whoa. In other words, it's not only incumbent upon us to ask for mechila, but it's also incumbent upon us to give mechila. This is very, very, very important. It's incumbent upon us to give mechila as well. It's not enough to just ask for mechila. We need to give mechila to people who are asking us. And if we don't give mechila, we usually don't learn this. It's a very important component. If we don't give the mechila after all these times, you know, everyone always talks about, oh, X number of times you have to give mechila, ask for, oh, you got to go with three people. Then, if at the end of the day, if we're not giving mechila when a person comes to us, we're going to be stuck with a sin, not them. Let's say it's your rabbi, let's say it's your rebbe, your teacher, your Rebbe Mufok. In that situation, if you did something wrong to a Rebbe, you have to go back 1,000 times until the Rebbe is willing to be mechala, until the Rebbe is willing to give mechila. Let's jump to the next halacha here with the last couple of minutes we have. Asul Adam liyos achzariv liyispayes elo yeinach liratzos v'kashal v'chais. So this is more of a general concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't mean to do that. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam is providing us a general perspective on life. Don't be an unforgiving person and an achzar. Don't be a cruel person. Ela yeinoach lertzos. It should be simple for you to give over mechila to other people. That people should be able to come over to you and give a mechila to them. V'kashal lechos, and it should be hard for people to get you angry. U'v'shash mevakesh mimenu achote limchol. Says the Rambam, in a person, in a situation where a person comes to you and asks for mechila with a full heart, you should give them and a full soul. Give them what? Give them mechila like they're your best friend. lo yikam v'lo yitor. Says the Ram, even if this person has been messing with you and has been sinning against you a lot, over and over and over again, don't try to get revenge or bear a grudge. It's not worth it to you. Don't allow you to rack up chatoyim because of the fact that someone else messed up or that was doing the wrong thing to you. That's when they win. Don't let them win. Just, okay, Michael. This is the way of Klal Yisrael, and their heart is in the right place. That is Klal Yisrael's godless, the ability to say, Meichel, you know what, even if you messed up, okay, Meichel. Says the Rambam, respected on those who are not Jews, that they are, says the Rambam, They hold the grudge and they hold on to the Vera for a long time. So the Rambam tells us, gives us an example. We see this in the case of the Givonim, they're not from Klal Yisrael, and they weren't willing to be Meichel, and they weren't forever. They're not willing to be Meichel. And because of that, says the Rambam, this is hopefully supposed to give us a perspective of a Klal Yisrael, our incredible Klal Yisrael, that our derech, our way of going through the world is to give mechila with a lev, right? Again, this lashon is beautiful, but lev shalom v'nevesh chafetza, that we should be easy to give out mechila. It should be a simple thing for us to give a mechila and not to get angry and not to give a person a hard time that's coming to ask this mechila. We should all remember in our lives that it's not a simple thing to ask for mechila. It's not a simple thing to say, I'm sorry, right? And because of that, it should be incumbent upon all of us that if someone does come all the way to us and uses that terminology and says the sorry, then it's incumbent upon us at that point to grow up, you know, to grow up and say, okay, I'm going to move past that. It's not worth it for me. You've gone your pathway, and I'm going to meet you halfway. I don't need to make it that you have to keep coming back a million and a half times. You've done your hard work. I'm going to come and do my hard work and make sure that you are supported in this process. In that, Mirz Hashem, we'll be zeicha to not only have mechila from Kadosh Baruch Hu, this Yom Kippur and Teshuva, mechila on behalf of and from all of Klal Yisrael for each other, and Mirz Hashem be zeicha to a mechila gemura from everyone, and doing so will allow everyone to go into Yom Kippur in a different way, in a way that really is wiped clean of its sins, as opposed to holding on to certain grudges or certain things that happen to us from another person over the course of the year. If we're meichel to them, we're willing to let it go for them. Hopefully, Mirat Hashem, everyone will be meichel for us as well. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.